Cliff Central.
Hello, welcome to 360 Biz. My name is Dabo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz right here on Cliff Central. I mean, it's actually full right here in studio. And it's interesting, for a youth man, I'm not even supposed to be here on the mic. Buleran, what's happening, my brother? I'm not even supposed to be sitting where I'm sitting.
Man, I just got here.
Yeah?
I've been jogging.
You've been jogging?
Preparing for the next year's comrades.
Oh.
Yeah, you know me. No, I'm kidding. It was a crazy day. I'm from a talk at the Manhattan.
Okay.
We're shooting our first show.
Really?
Didn't tell you about that. Yeah.
So, but I'm sure we're going to hear about it today, right?
Yeah, definitely, right? Man. Definitely.
I mean, exclusive right here on 360 Biz, right?
Yeah, definitely,
no,
man.
No, definitely. My man, you're looking good. You're looking warm. This cap of yours, I've been seeing it on Facebook doing political things.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You must remind me to actually discuss that with you. But as well, let me take this opportunity to welcome a new member of the family, Mapula Setlako. Mapula, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Mapula, don't be shy.
I'm not shy. I'm far from being shy, sir.
You're imagining that as what?
What?
the way you're so afraid to come close to the mic.
No, I'm not afraid to come close.
Oh, okay. Do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Hello, listeners. My name is Mapula Setlako. I like to call myself a theatre practitioner, a filmmaker, slayer, slash whatever you want to call it. But basically, I'm a theatre practitioner, I'm a script writer, hashtag director, hashtag actress, hashtag poet, and I do continuity for TV shows. I worked for a couple of TV productions. I'm not sure if I should mention names or what.
No need. They're not important.
Okay.
If it was our productions, if an organizer.
If it was our productions,
definitely. So now, I mean, you're gonna be coming and assisting us with doing scripts and content for us and the like. So what should we look forward to? What are you bringing to the show that's not there?
You should look forward to something fresh, something that has never been done before, because I have creative juices flowing all over me, I like to believe. So, yeah.
listen to that. We'll take you out for a challenge.
Creative of note.
Bring it on.
Yes, but no. But either way, I mean, guys, we have. When was the time you had Briber?
Been a while.
When was the time you had a bride?
It's been a while.
And you know, for a person like me, that's birthday being the 31st of December, I hardly have these things because all of you guys have appointments and things to
on the 31st.
On the 31st.
I've never been invited by you. And okay. I'm always free on the 31st in the evening.
Really?
Yeah, the whole day.
Oh, okay.
Evening,
no.
Morning.
So it's a deal. We're having a bride.
Definitely.
Okay.
This coming.
No, this year.
This one.
This coming.
This
birthday.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No, definitely. We're having a bride. And you better be there as well.
I will be there, definitely. Okay.
With the theatrical drama.
Yeah, I'll bring it on. I'll bring it all by my job.
No, definitely. I mean, speaking about bride, I mean, we know that these days, I mean, around brides and in pubs, South Africa love the taste of good brew. I mean, whether being at the game of soccer or of any sports or even at the music festival, I mean, people of all classes, colors, and creeds, I mean, regularly clamor of the unique refreshment of an ice-cold beer that I'm talking about. I mean, South African breweries has never looked healthier, and the craft market beer has recently exploded in South Africa with new babies and inventions that are coming into the country. And I mean, one of the things that excited me, Bulelani, in regards to some of the facts that came around the world of beer, you know, and some of the facts that resonate in South Africa around beer. I mean, one of the first facts that came out was that we are an incredibly thirsty country.
We consume a lot.
So, yeah, I mean, we're an incredibly thirsty country. I mean, first and foremost, I mean, South Africans like to drink a lot of beer. I mean, this is no secret. It's reflected, I mean, in the fact that we are considered a thirsty first-year consumers of beer. I mean, capital in the world, and at an average of about 60 liters of beer per person per year. I mean, that's about 182 bottles of green or brown South Africans that are true to behold in the
That's a lot.
So you guys love being drunk, eh?
There's a market.
Yeah. So there's a market for being drunk.
No, there's a market to get guys like Mbombi to come into the market and sell.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, and one of the interesting facts about that is that as South Africans, we love craft beer. You know, that is actually made. And it's actually our discussion on the show today. I mean, we're talking about South African breweries. I mean, the making of beer in South Africa, or the business of beer. So it means the business of getting drunk, the business of liquor. And we're looking forward to that. I mean, today on the show, I mean, we're going to be joined in by Tabiso from Mbombi. And we're supposed to be joined in by Sitle as well from Soweto Gold. I hope that he's still coming. And I'm excited that as well we've got a profile feature. I mean, who's Michael from Team Michael, how are you, my brother?
Oh, I'm good.
Do you wanna try that again?
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's fine. Michael, the last time I saw you, my man, you were all pimped up and was now you look like you've been drinking in Bombay. What happened? Are you good, my brother?
I'm super. No. You can see the platform is here, so Bombay's here, so
do you drink beer?
No, not really.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you wanna say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are, what is that you do?
Listeners, my name is Michael Chifularo. I'm from a company called Mutia Project. What we do is we're doing transportation for new and upcoming businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Then we assist them actually in terms of where they lag in terms of the transport. And then now we're currently having couple of companies that we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got working with other flats around Joburg that we delivering goods for people around there.
Yes, yes.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I love about this show, we always coordinate and bring in networks, right?
Yeah.
And then bring in business deals. So when these deals come, because you must know that we have a stake in that deal. So you see, we bring in beer makers, we bring in transportation person. So that beer needs to be delivered.
Exactly.
Brother, you know?
Exactly.
So I mean, it needs to definitely be delivered. So my man, you shall do some linkaging, right?
Well, I was telling Tavis outside, I was like, yeah, Tavis, I came at the right time.
<Is it?
laughs> Let's deliver that beer.
Oh, okay. No, guys, maybe let's take this opportunity to welcome Tabiso. Tabiso, do you want to say hi to the Cliff Central family? Tell us who you are, what is it that you do?
Hi, guys, how are you? My name is Tabiso Mulekwa. I'm from Tembisa. I'm a brewer. My company name is called Triple Desire Brewery. We brew a lager called Mbombi. We've been brewing for 2 years. Well, I've been brewing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the market is quite... It's huge and it's exciting. And we're looking forward to, you know, to be one of the leading brand into, you know, the craft market in South Africa.
Mm. So now, tell me, I mean, dude, you're sitting there in Tembisa somewhere, you're thinking, and out of the blue, you're just thinking, I want to make my own beer.
Well, there's a story behind it, you know. Well, for me being entrepreneur, it's been 5 years now, I've been, you know, be on my own, you know. Mm. And I ran the you know, the outlet, Chisanyama and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there I was selling most of the common, well, the commercial brands, beers, you know. And I wanted to have an ownership of my own brand. Hence, I, you know, if you got limited, I started my own beer. And that's when the interest of, you know, the baby Mbombi started, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're saying you've been brewing beer for 2 years.
For 2 years, yeah.
Is it by the way beer? There's ciders, there's other things, you know?
No, the thing is, honestly speaking, I'm a beer drinker, you mm-hmm. know? And the value chain of the beer, I was really interested in the value chain of the beer, because I'm involving people like farmers, you know, people like this guy, the transporting guys, you know, the marketers, you know, and me as a manufacturer, you know. Okay. There's a lot of people who are involved in the final product of the beer. Hence, well, I took the part of, you know, making my own beer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's fine. Then from there, I mean, take us from the beginning.
Okay.
What did you do before you decided to become a brewer?
Well, like I said, I bought a franchise of King's Chisanyama. I ran for 2 years in Pretoria.
Okay.
And prior that, I was, you know, I mean, I started being an entrepreneur at the age of 15, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I used to sell the Zimba, Coca, Sida, just to make a living, you know? Mm-hmm. So... Prophet and I, we like friends.
So then
from there, you know, like the journey started. Then after owning the pub, I wanted to have my own, you know, in-house beer. And mm-hmm. then I thought, let me give it a try. You know what I did? I went home. Then I started with home brewery. I started brewing in my house. You know, call my friends over, do smiles and put patinyana.
But now do you understand, for a person that's like me, who's not a brewer or a person like her, I mean, she's a drama queen. So, oh, sorry, I didn't mean that.
I'm very much
So now, I mean, obviously, I know nothing about brewing. What do I do? Do I start boiling the water? Do I start putting veggies?
The process, what you do is that beer process is standard, you know. All the brewers are using the same standard procedure, you know. You first crush the malt, you boil it, you know, and during the boiling process, so that's when you introduce your hops, you know. And
when are you drank beer today?
I'm busy trying to coordinate. I'm producing today and putting stuff together.
Oh, okay.
I wish I drank beer.
Sorry to disturb you, right?
Yeah, man. I was saying that it's a process, you know. First you crush the malt, then you mash them, you know, then you sparge, then you boil them, you know, and from boiling them, you reduce the temperature from high to low. You know, then you just want to introduce your yeast, then you ferment it for three weeks or 4 weeks, depending on where you're fermenting and what you're doing. Because we got tubs and tubs of beers, you know, but I do lager, so I need to ferment it in a very low temperature, you know, and for maximum of 3 to 4 weeks, you know what I mean? And other beers like stout, they have different ways of fermenting and using different type of yeast, you know, but the processes are the same, you know what I mean?
So when you speak about yeast, is it the yeast that we use for baking?
No, it's a beer yeast. Then from there you bottling, after bottling, that's when you call Bobulelani, the guy of the marketing, to do you the labels for you, the stickers, you know, and now you bottle it, you put it in a cold room, then it's good to go.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bulelani, tell me, dude.
Yeah.
It's Youth Month. You're the one that's coming up with content and shows.
Yeah.
You decided to come up with beer. let
me motivate. Let me motivate. Well, here's the thing. They're going to drink anyway, whether we like it or not. Not to be negative. Well, the ones that drink are going to drink. They're going to have their nice glass of black, blue, green, or yellow. So, what better way than to, I don't know, not necessarily to celebrate the guys that are getting them drunk, but rather that are making profit from it. Because, I mean, think about it. I don't have anything against SAB, but they've been making money. They've been making money. So, I mean, it's about time we had new entrants that are younger that will be, you know, more socially responsible. Because I think that from his upbringing, and from the guys that are doing this, that are out there, and there's quite a few of them, they won't necessarily just want to, you know, get their neighbors drunk. I don't know, it's a catch 22, but it's a beautiful show. We're interviewing guys that are doing amazing. Think about it, we've got a 6-pack in studio, there's 2, 4, 6, come on. One day this man is going to call you and say, hey, yo, TM Group, we need a factory being built to be built. You won't say no.
No.
True. And then he's gonna throw a billion. You see.
but I think more than anything, I think maybe obviously there's someone that is listening out there, and obviously some are trying to probably get into the industry. Others maybe don't even know that you know, they could actually be in the industry. So for me, I think I appreciate the fact that it's a young brother that is into the space, and a black brother from the township that actually got into the space. But now you say, how big is the South African beer market though?
It's huge, my man. Yeah, I mean, like on the craft market alone, we have more than about 40 brands that you're competing against with each other, you know. And each and every brand is unique, you know what I mean? So it's fight over fight, you know, you're fighting for the same client.
Yeah.
But like I said, the difference between all the brands is that the taste and the way we're making it, it's way too different, you know what I mean? But other than that, the market is huge, because I mean, you must remember, I mean, people they get tired of drinking all the commercial beer all the time, you know, and we're coming up with new brands and new beers, you know, into the market, you know what I mean? And it's an excitement, it's an exciting thing on its own, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So now, I mean, you said now this market is so big, you want taste of the market. I mean, what are some of the major brands? I mean, you spoke of 40, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know, 40 brands.
It could be more, because you must remember, like I said, I wouldn't say making a beer is difficult, you know. it doesn't really require you to have a BSc or whatever, you know. Yeah. What I mean? It's constantly you need to brew and brew over and over again, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean? For me to get this unique taste now, it took me 2 years, you know. I don't know how long it can take you. It depends how you brew and how long it takes you, anyway, you know.
Mm.
Okay.
You spoke of flavor there. So what is this? Is this a beer or is this
a beer.
Cider?
It's a beer. It's a beer. Is it's a beer.
How many percent alcohol?
It's 5% alcohol. Okay. It's very smooth. It's not too bitter or too sweet.
Guys,
you know
they say we shouldn't drink at work, but I'm sure I'm sure today's an exception.
Yeah,
Brandon. I'm sure we can drink today.
Yeah, yeah. I think to sample.
Yeah,
exactly. It's only yeah. fair. Yeah. It's only fair.
No, it's true. Duncan, do you drink beer? He drinks it every day. Maybe I think that we need to open up and sample because speak about smooth.
Yeah.
I don't know when you speak about smooth and it's. You know, it could be something that is actually different. I mean, to the taste. But now, what we've said. I mean, we spoke about flavors, and I didn't know that even beer has flavors.
Yes, they do.
Do you wanna probably explain? Bring the light to
yes,
us.
Yes,
those
you see what's happening is that when beer drinker, like proper beer drinker, they prefer. They prefer a very bitter beer, you know, you get a very bitter beer. And then obviously we brewers, there are people that don't like a bitter beer, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, they like ciders. But then we wanted to accommodate those market that don't like the bitter beer, then you put a bit of flavor inside of it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Tabiso, this is not the style of the brewer that I do, you know. Although the beer is not too bitter,
yours is not bitter.
No, it's not too bitter. It's not too smooth. It's like I said, smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bitter. It's not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It caters for both male and female. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very very light beer. You know, very chill beer. I guarantee you. You never, Shumanji, you haven't tasted a craft beer until you taste this craft beer.
Open it,
please, man.
So now, I mean, we've heard horror. There's non alcoholic beer. I never knew there's such thing as non alcoholic beer. So having a non alcoholic beer, I mean. What's the point of having beer? I mean, I know the non-alcoholic being Stone Ginger beer. That's what I know. So now having a non-alcoholic beer, what's the point? I think Bulelani, we must get Soweto to Gold on the line. Bulelani?
Yes.
Maybe we must get Soweto to Gold on the line to actually maybe check out is theirs non-alcoholic or is theirs alcoholic? Have you had a non-alcoholic beer?
No, I haven't. I haven't, actually. I don't understand why would you want to have a non-alcoholic
exactly.
beer. What's the point?
I think what you don't beer. what you don't notice, you just told us something now.
No.
You know, the only brand I know,
mm-hmm.
I think it's
Bavaria.
Yeah,
Bavaria.
That's the only one that I know that's non-alcoholic that
yeah.
I've seen out there.
Mm.
And I mean, you also get the wine as well that's non-alcoholic and all that stuff.
Get out of here.
Because I mean, birthday celebrations, I mean, people want, you know, you want to put that facade that you actually, you know,
celebrating.
So you're saying it's just sweetened and... It's just water that's been sweetened, and you just get
it. I don't get the whole idea.
You guys are missing this great point. No. They want to celebrate.
Exactly. You know,
I mean, it's
tipsy.
Like, there was a time where I used to buy ginger beer from Woolies
years
ago because it kind of looked like alcohol. And I had the coolest feeling. I'm telling you.
Yeah. No, maybe I think, let me ask you this before I actually move.
Yep.
So while we as well trying to get Soweto Gold on the line. So to say now, the alcoholic industry in South Africa is so huge. There's ciders that mm-hmm. you're competing with. There's whiskey that you're competing with. There's cognac. There's, you know, there's brandies. There's the likes. So I mean, I understand that the cake is big enough for all of us. But dude, people are getting civilized. I mean, we no longer want to be seen having a bottle of beer or Dampi or Ngudu. There's even a song. Maybe we must play Ngudu.
appropriate song. Yeah,
yeah. An appropriate song. So that, but now, I mean, there isn't that industry, obviously, kind of made it challenging for you. Because, I mean, I'm based in Joburg in Cape Town. So, obviously, being in Cape Town now, I stay next to the wine farms. So, my neighbors are wine farms. So, you know, we sleep tips and wake up tips. So, now, I mean, I know that how competitive that space is on its own. So, you now being in that space, haven't you found challenges in terms of the market share?
Look, what you just said now about the whole alcohol market. Yes, it's big, but then I'm not competing with the likes of wines and whiskeys. Those guys are not my target market. I'm in a beer industry, you know. My target market are beer drinking people, you know what I mean? Not everyone that drinks beer or cider or whiskey, you know what I mean? They'll get people that the beer for them, it's the thing for them. And one thing about the beer is that there's no time or day or, you know, beer is something that you can wake up in the morning and have it, you know what I mean? It's a refreshing drink that you can have it at any day, at any time, you know what I mean? Hence, I made this beer to suit the time whereby you can just wake up at around 9, 10, kahang over your house and have imbomb, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that's beer, yeah.
No, it's fine. I mean, for those that are listening onto the show, you want to get a taste of this beer. I mean, hit us up. We're on social media at cliffcentral.com. We're on Facebook as well. You can join our Facebook page. It's Cliff Central. We're on WeChat as well. Our WeChat ID, it's Cliff Central. If you want to follow me on social media, it's at Debohoma40 on Twitter. And it's Debohoma40 on Facebook. Then maybe let's try this beer. Maybe you know that you've tried or any other beer that is outside Mbombi or anything like that. Maybe who knows, maybe you've even tried an unflavored or an unalcoholic beer, even though we don't know what the point is. I mean, I feel like being high right now or being drunk. So while we're tasting the beer, maybe let's have a taste of Ingodu as well, right?
This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
If you just tuned in, you still are tuned in to 360 Biz right here on Cliff Central with myself, Debohoma 40, Bulelani, and Mapula. And in studio, we are joined in by Tabiso from Imbombi. And we are joined in by Michael. You're going to meet another brother as well on the second segment of the show. I mean, we're talking about the breweries in South Africa, that, I mean, the industry has exploded, that there's new players already that are coming into the market of craft beer and non-traditional beer. And we've been exploring the show that there's flavored beers and unflavored beers and non-alcoholic beers. So it's something that I think we found fascinating on the first hour of the show. So you are allowed to join in on the show. If you want to join in, you can call in our studio line. It's 0861-555-189, 0861-555-189. I mean, Budelani, some of the interesting, you know, facts about the issue of beer is that, I mean, we, especially in South Africa, I mean, we have the likes of SAB, obviously, being the most popular one that you've spoken about. I mean, that it was founded in 1895 as Castle Breweries, I mean, to quench the thirst of miners and prospectors that were flooding in the city of Johannesburg. Whose thirst are you quenching, my brother, with Imbombi?
Sorry?
Whose thirst are you quenching with Imbombi? So, I mean, my brother is doing beer. Maybe he's questing your thirst, eh? But,
I think after the bottle went around, everybody's a little bit tipsy. I see all the way from production to the everyone is just, Michael on my left is sweating. There's a problem here.
No. I mean, it's interesting. So we had to, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's part of the job. We can't be talking about things we've not tasted. True. You see? So now we had to really taste this beer. And for a person that doesn't drink beer, I must say, maybe let me get it from the ladies. So they say ladies first. How is the beer?
I think it's strong. I'm not a beer drinker, but it's a bit bitter on my tongue. I mean, yeah. I'm a lady. I do wine, you know?
Mm.
So Ibombe, I don't think it's quite bad. I don't think it's quite bad for guys, you know. But yeah, for beer drinkers, maybe you can try it out.
I saw Michael. When are we drinking? Michael is chewing beer. Michael, what were you chewing on?
This is Sekasi beer. Sekasi beer. So well, it goes down right there. Nicely, yeah. So everyone who drinks will enjoy it, and obviously they will buy more of it.
That's it.
Yeah. So but if we did bring 12 of those bottles, I'll say something else. So it's only 6 that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What were you chewing? Masala.
There's mold inside.
Yeah. No.
And that was the taste, eh?
But Ellen, how was the taste?
It was different. My virginity is broken. It was different, strong, but it was very smooth, I have to say. It was very smooth. I wanted to go back for another try. I guess they say there's something in here. Once you start, you won't want to go back.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think more than anything, what I tasted more than anything was the taste of liberation. You know, black guys doing stuff.
Yeah,
I think. Nice.
Yeah, black guys doing stuff and promoting very, very safe drinking, because I mean, definitely says here, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Alcohol abuse is dangerous to your health, and I mean, it's highlighted more than all the other brands. I have to say, and I mean, he's got his cell phone number here, so if you should get drunk, if you get fired at work, Tabiso's your man. I'm kidding.
So then, Bulena, you wanna bring us to speed as to Mike, so that you can as well have my brother.
Yeah, man. I mean, Mike is supposed to be in our small business corner. We call it the hot seat from time to time. So this is the gentleman who was pitching his business in one of the township development platforms that we run.
Okay.
And we thought, I mean, he won the pitch there. So I think it'd be cool if we could pitch in studio before he introduced himself. I mean, before he introduces himself, I mean, we give you 60 seconds. 60 seconds good. And then you just pitch your business. And I think we've got fairly competent people in studio who'd be able to critique you. Yeah, the way you did the alcohol right now. So I'll start timing you in 3, 2, 1, go.
I'll have to introduce myself. My name is Michael Chiflaro. I'm an owner of Tia Project business. And then we are actually into transportation. We actually mostly looking into new businesses or people that are having businesses that don't have transport. We assist them. We help them. We are there with them all the time until they actually get their own transport to get their goods wherever they want. And then we're also doing local transport, local goods deliveries for whoever that moves from one place to another. We do that also. Then we're mostly now working on a one-tonner businesses. And then we're going to grow up to get bigger trucks and also help and assist bigger companies. And then to all add into that, we've got clients that we're working with at the moment. We are day-to-day with them, and then they are growing. And then they're buying more of their transport, and we're still assisting them with that. Thank you.
58 seconds.
Wow.
We need to have a sound bites with ones that are clapping. Yeah, like 58 seconds.
I promise next time when you come back, we'll have sound bites.
So, Teboho, what do you think of his pitch?
You know what? It's the pitch is good. I mean, the brother is informed of his market. Who is he servicing? In fact, he knows what is he selling. He's selling transportation options. That if you don't have options of your own or even employee, they can actually help you buy one as a business. But what I missed in his pitch to say who they're talking to, who is he selling to? You know, is it a typical guy on the street? Is it a guy with his pizza shop? Is it, you know, people with already established businesses and goods? That part I missed. You know, and he spoke about that they still want to grow as a business, but grow in what? In terms of getting more cars, growing in terms of infrastructure, growing in terms of getting more employees or getting more business. So it's important to highlight those things as far as your pitch is concerned, so that at least it creates, or at least when you're pitching something like that, create an interest so that we want to ask and know more.
Yep.
You know, so when you package it, it kind of gives us almost everything, but yet not everything. Okay. So now it leaves out some blanks a bit there. I don't know, ma'am, do you have anything to add?
I think, my opinion is that he knows his story. He knows what he's talking about. Clearly, his business is growing. I also miss that part of who you're talking to. Who's your target market? Me, as Mapula, as the drama queen, like Deborah refers to me, can I just dial you up and say, hi, Michael, I need transport. Come and transport my bread from my bakery to the spaza shops. So who are you talking to?
We talking to everyone. Mm. We are actually on online where you can
see already that's a problem. That is a problem already.
Yeah, you can't
there's
talk
no
to
way
everyone.
You talk to everyone.
No, with everyone in terms of goods from day to day deliveries. So you get us on Gumtree, and then you find us, you get call us, and then we deliver your stuff.
Mm.
But then mostly we're looking into companies that are coming up.
Mm.
Like Mbombi, like I just met Tabiso now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk, and then from there I can assist him when he needs transport.
Mm.
Then we're going to give him a truck or we'll assist him when he needs us.
Hmm. Tabiso, what do you think, man?
Well, I think the brother there, he knows the story. He knows what he's doing. And from what I'm hearing from him, he's been in this for a while, you know what I mean? And obviously his vision is clear enough, you know. For me, as a brewer or as a brand, to align myself with him, you know, because I also like to help another small businesses to grow as well, you know what I mean. So I really think the brother he knows what he's doing, and I wish him all the best, you know.
Maybe let's have a brother to come pitch himself as well before he tells us who he is, ne? Yeah, no. Mapula will borrow us her mic, and you.
Okay.
Your passion. I love your timepiece, dude. You know, yeah. No, definitely.
Okay, okay. By the way, I'm Timberman. I'm not here for any business. I don't want to talk about business. I'm here to represent. I'm generational.
Pitch it to us.
Okay. Yes. So I'm generational is basically an organization that is working with youth, which we have mentors in house. You know, we start from the age of 15 till the age of 18. What we do is we basically mentor you from that early age until you finish your matric. What we're trying to do is to, like now the brother was pitching there, we're trying to teach them that at an early age. And our responsibility as an organization is to get people like you, Deboho or Bulelani, to say, come on board, help us for these kids. Come and judge them at that younger age. You know, so as an organization, we're basically working on that. And we have a program called Junior Entrepreneurship Development Program. So that's where exactly the mentorship is happening in, you know. And then, basically is that. So
now,
interesting.
Okay, you spoke of young people. Young people could be anything. My son is 8, dude. He could be a young person. He is, in fact, a young person. So what numbers are you speaking to?
And then, as I said from 18, from 15 to 18.
From 15
yes.
to 18.
But now I'll just brief you that oftentimes when we do events, we also invite younger ones, you know, just to see, to have an experience of how it is to be an entrepreneur at an older age, or for them to have that, what can I call it, that atmosphere of business seminars and stuff. So oftentimes when we do events, we call them on board to join us. Not that when you are under 18, you are not able, you are not allowed to come. Mm. We bring you on board. At the age of 8, he can come, you know, and say, wow, being at that time, which what they do is this and this, I would love to join the mentor thingy when I'm older. So that's what we do.
So now, when did you guys start?
We started last year, which is 2015, but January this year, that's when we officially opened, you know, the mentorship program as an organization for us collecting, you know, much information, doing research and everything else. We started last year, but from January this year, that's when the program started.
Is it? So yes. Now, since you've started, I mean, how many young people have you taken into the program?
Into the program, because we are 6 months in the program, we have 15 on board.
Okay.
But we've managed to impact something like, I'll say, 500 kids. Because what we do, as I said, that when you do events, we invite other young people to come on board. You know, like the last event, it was in March, every quarter.
But I hope you don't invite the likes of Mbombi, ne?
Hey, just imagine, just imagine.
No, we have to be there.
They are ready to be there.
Yeah, maybe you can sponsor us, you know. Maybe can
with
sponsor.
What?
With what?
Cash.
You have no money, you know.
The next thing our kids are drinking Mbombi.
At any age, wow.
Yeah, so,
So now, I mean, there's someone that is listening. There's young people. Okay, wait, maybe before I get there, which areas do you mainly work in?
We are based in Pretoria, okay. But we're able to reach Ekurhuleni, we're able to reach Northwest as well, because originally I'm from north of Pretoria, which is Winterveld. It's not far from other areas of Northwest, you know. So we are in Northwest, Gauteng, in Pretoria, in Ekurhuleni, and Joburg. Because why Joburg? We are able to take our kids as well from outside I Am Generational as an organization for them to attend events like our T, you know, and other organizations, because we came in partnership with different organizations around Gauteng, which we are hoping to go nationally by saying, Master Tabantwana, let's take them from Soshanguve to Cape Town to just to learn, you know, at an early age. So, yeah.
So, do you put them on a Gautrain? Let's go on a Gautrain station.
No. Actually, you see, things like this. Now, my transport guy is on board, you know. I already have a guy in studio that can say, you know what, Tim Timban, I'm going to provide transport for your kids. You know, so we have sponsors, don't know enough, still searching for more. But we have guys who say, you know what, I have a bike, I have this, I have that. Can we help you guys, you know? So, yeah.
So I mean, right now, I mean, when you're saying you come from Pretoria, hey dude, Pretoria is what's happening in Pretoria right now? It's bad, eh?
Yeah, it's way too bad. As we've seen, got here late, cause of I couldn't get to the Gautrain train station myself, cause it's way too bad, you know. But it's stuff like that that guys from other townships, they're breaking the stores and everything else. I don't want to go into what exactly is happening, but it can tell you that people don't. How can I put it? They don't have much serious stuff to do. That's why they are so focused into taking things. So as I'm generational, we're here to teach young people that guys, there's so much to do.
Yeah. You know? So now the 15 kids that you have and the young generation, I mean, are they all coming from Pretoria?
Nope. We have Krugersdorp, we have Soweto, we have Pretoria from different...
Hey, give me numbers, though. You know, you can say you've got Krugersdorp. You say you have 15. 15 is
okay,
a small number.
No, I just wanted to talk about the places. But we have one from Krugersdorp.
Okay.
We have two from Diepkloof, Soweto. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, four from Soshanguve.
Mm-hmm.
We have the rest, I just forgot the number. I think it's eight or so from Mamelodi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
So now, I mean, you spoke of that you guys take them through mentorship, you take them through programs, and you expose them within different areas and different regions. Dude, what do you teach our kids?
Okay. Just want to give you an example. We have
I want an example.
We have a book, you know, our first session book, which is a junior entrepreneurship first session book. What we do is we profile people in the book. Let's say you're an entrepreneur yourself.
I'm not in that book.
You are not, but you will. Don't worry. You're going to make it today. Chill.
Soon.
So, yeah.
I better be in that book.
So, we come to you as Teboho and say, Teboho, you know what? You've done this and this and this, the brother. Mm-hmm. How did you? You know, can we write a book about you? Can our kids read about you, you know, in that book? Not to read about someone in India or wherever. You know, something they can relate to. When you talk about Bulelani, the kids will be like, oh, that guy on Cliff Central. Yes, I know the guy. You know, to give them real stories. So of Ichenyaga Bulelani. You know, and then why are we doing that? Is to say, read about someone you know. But in that book, it's a business book. It's more of a business management book. You know, you teach them about finance. You teach them simple stuff in terms of basic stuff of business, like cost of sales. Imagine at the age of 15, understanding that those transactions and stuff, how to, you understand? So that's what the book is all about. And then another thing is oftentimes when we do events, we call people who are entrepreneurs to say, guys, come and guide these kids. You know, and then we're allowing these kids as well to do pitches, you know, to say, hey, you know what, Temba, I have this idea, I like that, you know. I'm saying, as Temba, maybe I cannot judge you proper. Can I get Teboho for you? You understand? So you're able to bring that gap, to bridge a gap between the mentee and the organization, you know, to say,
Okay. No, then for people that are listening, there might be a parent, it might be a young person that want to be involved. In the initiative that you're doing. How can they get hold of you?
They can get hold of us. Can email at imgenerational at gmail.com, or you can give us a call on an organization cell, which is 074-458-1167.
Can you call that again?
It's 074-458-1167. And we're currently, actually on Saturday, we'll be having an event on the 25th of June in Pretoria, Thabo Sehome and Fesagi. Is an event that will start at 9 to 3, where we'll be basically teaching them about business, having speakers on board, you know. So we're still welcoming parents and kids and other organizations to join us, because it is important that, imagine when we get an organization in Soweto, say Temba, I have kids that I want them to come at your event, so they can give us a call, they can join us on the movement, you know. This is an open organization. We allow people to come and join us on this movement, so it's not a closed thing.
Okay, so then now do you have social media?
Social media, on Facebook we are generational, and then on Instagram still I'm generational, and yeah, we're not on Twitter yet, but
no, okay. No, definitely. No, thanks a lot for coming, my brother.
Okay, thank you so much, Debson.
Okay, then. Michael, for people that want to get hold of you, how do they get hold of you?
Well, we've got a website. It's www.mtiaproject.co.za. Then they can contact me on 083-414-585.
Yeah.
And then on Twitter, it's Mtia_project. And then on Twitter also, it's Mtia_project.
Yes. Tabitha, so how do people get hold of you?
We have a social media account at Imbombi Laga on Twitter, Imbombi on Facebook, and Imbombi on Instagram.
So it's Imbombi everything.
Imbombi Baba.
Okay. Ma'am, you've been with us. You usually close off the show with style. There's somebody that is listening out there, a young woman, a young man, that needs an inspiration. If ever you were to speak to those people today, what would you say?
I would definitely say to them that life is what you make out of it. You know, go after what you want. Be fearless. Be courageous. Let nothing stop you. Be a fighter out there. Nothing comes easy in life. When we were growing up, I remember there was a quote that used to say, life comes to those who wait, or something like that. I disagree with that quote, you know, because life is what you make out of it. So get out there and do what you want. Get what you want. Be fearless.
I like that. Bulelani?
Get things done. Yeah, no. It's like you almost know what I'm always going to say.
It's the problem, this get things done thing. So, but more than anything, it's something that I think we need to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the show. Is there something you want to say?
Yes, I just want to tell the beer lovers out there where you can actually find the beer, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, Beer House 4 Ways, you can find the beer. Keeper Craft in Brooklyn, you can find the beer. Foundry, we still talk with them. In a month or two, you can be able to find the beer.
Okay.
Makoy Lifestyle in Soweto, you can find the beer. Kalami, there's a bottle store called Blue Bottle Store, you can find the beer. And up the road in Rivonia, there's a bottle store called Fillers, you can be able to find the beer. So we actually planning to grow, you know, every week by week.
Why is it not in Sakums?
It's a long story though, politics, you know. But yeah, to cut it short, I give them samples, so I'm waiting for them to, you know, to order. But then definitely do. In Soweto, you can go to place called Makoy Lifestyle, Osnawa, and you can get it, definitely. You know?
Okay. Yeah. So, word of inspiration, 30-second word of inspiration, someone listening?
Yeah, my man. Okay, don't dictate by your challenges in life. Whatever you want, go out there and reach for it.
Wow, no, I like that. Thank you more than anything, gentlemen, for joining us on the show. If ever you've missed this show or you want to catch it, you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com, go to podcast, and definitely listen to the show. Or more than anything, download the app. I mean, you can even access it on your cell phone these days. One thing I love is that we broadcast from everywhere. By the way, I'm broadcasting from London next week. So so you're gonna be here doing your thing. But more than anything, this is all that we had today for you right here on Cliff Central. The name of the show is 360 Base. My name is Debo Mafodi.
Bless a level. My name is Bulelani Balaba.
And I am Mapula Mep Sitago.
Yeah.
I'm Tabiso Mileko, the brewer.
Tabiso Mileko, the brewer.
The transporter, Michael Chifolaro.
My brother?
Timba Machebula, the future.
No, definitely. No, we are definitely out. Enjoy the rest of the week and blessed Ayoba.
Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.